Question 5 asks you to compare and contrast the interesting pairs of the four bivariate data analyses we're working with. This asks you to not only remember the four, but remember different ways of thinking about how they relate to each other. The idea is to drive deeper into your consciousness and memory how these statistics are chosen between and what sorts of information they give. And so we've got four interesting pairs of just four variables. We have the pair correlation and chi-square. Both of these look at bivariate relationship. The correlation for two quantitative variables, the chi-square for two qualitative variables. We also have the between groups F and within groups F, both of which look for mean differences. The between groups F asking if two different groups have different means, and the within groups F asking if the same group treated differently on two different occasions have different means on those different occasions. These are the easy ones. If you stop, look at how the data are actually collected, whether it's qualitative or quantitative, no problem. If you stop and remind yourself that there are between and within groups designs and pay attention to which one we have, no problem. Between groups F and chi-square are both making a between groups design comparison. With the ANOVA, we're comparing means. With the chi-square, we're comparing the pattern of responses. But in both of those, we got a between groups design. This one's okay. Almost smiling. The one that causes the most problems is the last. It's the correlation and the F within groups. These both use two quantitative variables. The correlation asks if there's a linear relationship between those two variables. The within group ANOVA asks if there is a mean difference between those two variables. Now there's one thing that I want you to get into this essay, and that is that you can't always run both an R and a within groups F on the same two quantitative variables. Sometimes, just by the nature of the variables, you can decide which statistic to use. Other times, you have to know the nature of the question. For example, if I wanted to look at your height when you were 5 years old and your height when you were 10 years old, does it make sense to ask if there's a linear relationship between those two variables? Sure. Does it make sense to ask if people are a different average height when they're 5 and when they're 10? Yeah. So this is an example of variables that we can either correlate, because predicting one from the other makes sense, or compare their means, because wanting to know if one age is taller than another makes sense. How about if I have your height when you're 5 and your weight when you're 5 years old? Does it make sense to correlate those? Does it make sense to try and predict how tall you are based on how much you weigh when you're 5? Yeah, sure. Does it make sense to compare the average height with the average weight? No, they're not even on the same scale. Is the average number of inches tall the same as the average number of pounds heavy? Doesn't make any sense at all. So some variable pairs you know ahead of time are only going to be a correlation. Now, I don't know of an example where it only makes sense to compare the means and it doesn't make sense to predict. Because anytime you've got two quantitative variables, you can ask if they're correlated. But you can only ask if the mean differences are different if the scales of the two variables are comparable. Okay? So here's a set of data. I've got sophomore GPA, I've got senior GPA, I've got sophomore study hours, and I've got senior study hours. Does it make sense to correlate these two? Does it make sense to do a mean comparison of those two? How about study hours in sophomore and senior? Make sense to correlate those? Compare the means? Does it make sense to correlate GPA and hours of study when you're a sophomore? Does it make sense to compare those means? No, because they're on different scales. Make sense? Okay.